الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها، والله خبير بما تعملون. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: دخلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هو مضطجع على رمال حصير ليس بينه وبينه فراش، قد أثر الرمال بجنبه، متكئا على وسادة من أدم حشوها ليف. فقلت: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، عد الله فليوسع على أمتك، فإن فارس والروم قد وسع عليهم وهم لا يعبدون الله. فقال: أو في هذا يا ابن الخطاب، أولئك قوم عجلت لهم طيباتهم في الحياة الدنيا، وفي رواية ما ترضى أن تكون لهم الدنيا ولنا الآخرة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. علماء اكرام، respected elders, brothers and sisters who might be listening over receivers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The more you ponder and reflect upon worldly life, the more you understand what a magnificent test and what a magnificent plan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put together. And the more you reflect upon it, the more we are to understand what our objective, purpose and maqsad in life is. And I was going through some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam this morning trying to prepare, and I came across a few ahadith which highlight the very same thing. Our maqsad and objective in life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would on numerous occasions turn the attention of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum away from this fleeting worldly life, its glitter and glamour, its apparent beauty, and direct it towards the akhirat. And the very same feature appears in the Holy Quran as well, that if you have to read, analyze and reflect upon the Holy Quran, that not a page of the Holy Quran goes by in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak about the akhirat. In other words, again, diverting your life, your attention from this worldly life. In this particular hadith, Before we get there, on the other hand, if you have to look at our lives and the thing that we are engaged in, and every person can look into his own, in Urdu we say gireban, can look into his own heart and answer for himself, that from morning to evening and from evening to morning, what are the dominant concerns, the dominant thoughts that cross our minds? Are they not to do with worldly possessions? Are they not to do with getting better property? Are they not to do with getting a better vehicle? And that is the thing that concerns us the most. If we are to compete with each other, then it is for these very same mundane things which have absolutely no value in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And I want to discuss these few ahadith that I went through, some of them at least that I went through this morning, because I took a great inspiration from them, and I felt that we all can do the same, and it helps us to focus. Because every now and again we have to come back on track. We have to realize what our maqsad and objective in life is. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, ho ke insa nahi janwar se wo kam. The person who doesn't understand his objective in life, then such a person is worse than the animals even. So in this particular hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates the hadith, and he says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, I came into the room in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. فَإِذَا هُوَ مُتَّجِعٌ عَلَىٰ رُمَالِ حَسِيرٍ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying down upon a, what we would translate as chatai, a straw mat, a woven straw mat. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ فِرَاشِ. And there was no cloth or godru, as we would say, or bedding between him and the straw mat. And the marks of that straw mat were upon the beloved, on the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This being, this person, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered to him, that I will change the mountain of Uhud into gold for you. So he is living this sort of life. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to him, he says that muttaki'an ala wisadatim min adam, hashwuha leaf. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head, Mubarak, was resting upon a pillow made of leather. And that pillow was filled with date palm leaves. So that was the pillow and that was the mat. The greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This was how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. And this affected Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for no personal motives. But it pained him to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this condition. So he says, I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Udu Allah fal yuwassi ala ummatik. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so he can increase worldly provisions upon your ummat, so that at least we can live in a little bit of comfort. فَإِنَّ فَارِسَ وَالْرُومِ. And he said this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that the emperors of Persia and Rome, قَدْ وُسِّعَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَعْبُدُونَ اللَّهِ. They have got so many material possessions, great carpets, gold, silver, wealth, everything at their feet. Whereas they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they're not fulfilling their objective in life. So what is there if you have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our provisions a bit so we have a little bit of a comfortable life? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upset with this, and he said to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, أَوَفِي هَذَا يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ. That, oh, there was nothing wrong with the request that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made. Was it a haram request? under the circumstances, was it not okay for them? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was diverting their attention. That, O Umar, awafi hada yabn al-Khattab, that, O Umar, have we been sent in this world for this? Material comforts. Ulaika qawmun ujjilat lahum tayyibatuhum fil hayati dunya. They are a clan or group of people who have got their goodness in this worldly life. And in some narrations it is mentioned, aren't you happy that they get the dunya and we get the akhirat? Ama tarda anna lahumud dunya walana al-akhirah. Now if you have to analyze this, was it incorrect for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to do that? It wasn't. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was diverting his attention. Because the more you get involved in things, this is how we pacify our lives. By just getting some more material possessions, by just improving the quality of the vehicle that we drive, by just improving the things that are around our house. And this is how we try and pacify and bring peace to our burning hearts. But that is not how peace comes into those hearts. It comes with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a strange thing, the more you distance yourself away from the dunya, the more peace and tranquility Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with. So we're going in the opposite direction. There was a sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, give me a nuskha, a prescription that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might love me and His special attention might be drawn towards me. And at the same time, whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me, the people also love me. So it was a strange dua, a strange request that he made. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a moment gave him this advice. He said, Izhad fi dunya yuhibbukallah. Wazhad fi ma inda nas yuhibbukan nas. That keep away from the dunya, Allah will love you. Creep away. In other words, it does not mean that you must not have the world. You must not have wealth. You must not have a good car. You must not have a good vehicle. You must not have a good home. It doesn't mean any of that. It means that all our attention should not be revolving around these material possessions. That if we speak anything, it's about this. If anything crosses our mind, it's about this. Our objective is far more noble than that. In one of the hadith that I came across this morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Hazrat Jubair ibn Nufayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma uhiya ilayya an ajma' al mal wa akuna min at-tajirin walakin uhiya ilayya أن سبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين وعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it was never ever revealed to me that I must gather wealth and be from amongst the traders. ما أوحي إلي أن أجمع المال وأكون من التاجرين. Never was that command ever given to me, although it was not impermissible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever told me. In other words, Rasulullah, again, he's not saying that you must not be a trader. He's saying and he's drawing our attention to the fact that that is not your primary responsibility. That's not your objective. It's not your purpose in life. Which we have made this dunya, amassing it, causes us to miss our salah on time. This dunya and engagement in it causes us to cheat. It causes us to deceive. It causes us to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It causes us to be uncouth and unfriendly. It causes us to lose our akhlaq and our character. Then certainly there is an issue with it. There is a problem with it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we haven't been asked to do that. مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أَجْمَعَ الْمَالِ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ التَّاجِرِينَ وَلَكِنْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنْ سَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. But it has been revealed upon me, my maqsad and my objective and my purpose is that I must sing the glories of my Lord, and I must be from amongst those who prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has been revealed upon me that I must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the day I leave this world. That is why one person, he mentioned to me that he's retired. So I said to him, Maulanas can't retire, they only expire. But that is the world, that is the work of a human, of a Muslim and a believer. أي أن أعبد ربك وأعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. Because this objective of your life, which is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no sort of retiring from that. It continues until the day, until, not even the day, the moment you leave this world. Right until there, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum were standing in a small little gathering outside the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjidun Nabawi. And they were admiring a piece of cloth that might have come from Yemen. And they were admiring the soft nature of that cloth. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw them, he said, لَمَنَادِيلُ سَعَدِ بْنِ مُعَادٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أَلْيَنُ مِنْ هَذَا. That the cloth, the handkerchief of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh in Jannat is softer than this. In other words, again, diverting that attention. That don't allow your mind, your focus, your attention to be on these worldly possessions. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates and he says, that ma tala'ati shams illa wa bijambatayha malakan yunadiyan yusmiyan al-khala'iq ghayr al-thaqalain. That every day when the sun rises, every single day when the sun rises, there are two angels that announce together with the rising of that sun. And they say, and they make the creation listen to that call of theirs, except man and insan, man and jinn, غير الثقلين. Jinnat and man do not hear that, but every day they make that. And even if we don't hear that, the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us is greater than even if we had to hear it with our own ears. So these angels, they announce every single day with the rising of the sun, and they remind us of our objective and purpose in this life, and they say, Ya Yuhannas, halummu ila rabbikum ma qalla wa kafa khayrum mimma kathura wa alha. They say, O people, come to your Lord. Come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they announce and they say that which is little and it is sufficient for you, if it is little and it is not sufficient, it's not adequate for your basic necessities, and we can discuss what basic necessities means in the light of the hadith as well. So he says that ma qalla wa kafa, that which is little and it is sufficient for you to fulfill your requirements in this worldly life, it is far better than that which is plentiful and causes you to become ghafil and indifferent. It is far better than that wealth which is plentiful and causes you to become negligent of your duties. And if you analyze the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said that man asbaha aminan fi sirbi, mu'afan fi badani, indahu qutu yawmin, faka'annama hizat lahu dunya bihadhafiriha. He said, the person who gets up in the morning, aminan fi sirbi, he is safe and secure in sirb. Sirb means in Urdu, sar chupane ki jaga, a place where he can hide his head, a shelter, not even a huge home or a mansion or a flat, just a place where he can hide his head. Mu'afan fi badani, and he has no life-threatening disease. A little bit of sickness here and there, everyone goes through that. and عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمٍ, and he has enough food to keep his back straight for the day, not even for tomorrow. Enough food to keep his back straight. Qut means sufficient food to keep him alive, not even to fill his belly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِ, as though the dunya and all its ni'mats have been laid out for this person. Now if a person has that sort of frame of mind, that if I have these things, and amongst us, which of us don't have these things? So will a person ever complain? Will his focus ever be towards amassing more and more? Won't his focus be directed towards the akhirat? Of course it will. Because the person's now, he's focusing on something else. One person sent a message today, every now and again you get Jummah Mubarak messages. But maybe it fits in. So today's message that came was that life is like a camera. If you focus on what you want to get, you'll achieve it. You'll capture it. Life is like a camera. If you focus on what you want to get, the picture that you want to take, you're going to capture that picture. So if we focus on what we're supposed to be achieving, we'll definitely capture it. Then in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that an Shaddadin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Hazrat Shaddad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates and he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ya ayyuhan nas, O people, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا عَرَضٌ حَاضِرٌ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا عَرَضٌ حَاضِرٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرُ, that this dunya, worldly possessions, that is not the yardstick to determine how happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with a person or not, or how much he's achieving his goals or not. It is عَرَضٌ حَاضِرٌ, it is things that are present here. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا الْبَرُّ وَالْفَاجِرِ, the person who is pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with it. And the person who is not pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with it as well. The person who is a mu'min, he gets it. The person who is a kafir, he also gets it. وَإِنَّ الْآخِرَةَ وَعَدٌ صَادِقٌ, and the akhirat is a truthful promise. And we are heading in that direction. We all are going in that direction. يَحْكُمُ فِيهَا مَلِكٌ عَادِلٌ قَادِرٌ, and the owner of that day in the akhirat is a king who is very, very just, and he has power to do whatever he wishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِقُّ فِيهَا الْحَقُّ وَيُبْطِلُ الْبَاطِلُ, and he will establish that which is correct, and he will make void that which was incorrect, whatever happened in this worldly life. So Hazrat Shaddad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that kunu min abna'i al-akhirah wa la takunu min abna'i al-dunya, be from amongst those who are seeking the akhirat, and don't be from amongst those who are slogging only for this worldly life. No one, remember for a moment, let us not, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi, he says, he used to say that many people say kick the dunya. I'm not suggesting that for a single moment. He said, those people who say kick the dunya, you don't give them food for 3 days and they won't have enough energy in their foot to kick that dunya. So that's not what we are saying. But to make that the be all, the end all, the objective, the thing that our discussions revolve around, the thing that if there's anything jo hamare dimag mein chakkar kaat rahe ho, if there's anything that wanders in our mind, then it's about this. So that is something that we have to keep away from. And we have to work towards that. Jis jaga, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to say, that jis jaga se hamesha ko jana, jis jaga se hamesha ko jana, aur kabhi laut kar phir na aana, jis jaga se hamesha ko jana, اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا, یہ ہے ارشاد قطب زمانہ, ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا, پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو ہے جانا، پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو ہے جانا، ان سے دل کو ہمیشہ لگانا. He says جس جگہ سے ہمیشہ کو جانا، from the place where we have to leave forever and ever، اور کبھی لوٹ کر پھر نہ آنا. And there's no such thing as you're going to come back here. There's no such thing as we're going to come back here. No reincarnation. Nothing like it. ایسی دنیا سے کیا دل لگانا؟ What sort of heart can we attach to this life of ours? پاس جن کے ہمیشہ کو ہے جانا، and where we have to go forever and ever، ان سے دل کو ہمیشہ لگانا. Then be, attach your heart with that آخرت، attach your heart with Allah تبارک و تعالی، because that is what is going to benefit us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us towards that which is correct. May He always keep us focused towards our objective and purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties and calamities that the ummah is facing around the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.